worship the way you do? Why do you respond the way you do when you come to church? But if you understood our past, you'd understand our praise. If you just knew what the Lord brought me through and how he brought me out and brought me over. Amen. I was thinking as we were singing that song, the psalmist made a statement looking back over his life. It's one of my favorite verses. And he said, I've been young and now I'm old. I've seen a lot of things. Seen giants fall. He saw son try to overthrow his kingdom. Saw armies defeated. Held a lifeless child in his arms. But he said, there's one thing I've never seen. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Tonight, my faith, you and I, if you've been around the church any time, you've seen God do all kinds of miracles. But my faith is not based on what I have seen. My faith is based on what I have not seen. I have never seen God fail. I have never seen God fail to come through. I'm so thankful for the faithfulness of the Lord. Has God been good to anybody in this house? If the Lord has been good to you, why don't you just praise him right now? Lift up a voice of praise. He's worthy, worthy, worthy to be exalted. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for being in the house of the Lord. I say this sometimes in revivals. Amen. Thank you for being here because it's a lot more fun to have church when you show up. Amen. So thank you for being here tonight. Thank you for your faithfulness to the house of God and your spirit of worship to our worship team for leading us every service into the presence of the Lord. Thank you so much. But I feel something in the Holy Ghost tonight for this service, and I'm asking you to join me in Matthew chapter 10. Amen. Matthew 10 and 14, Jesus is speaking to his disciples as he is sending them out, and he said, whosoever shall not receive you nor hear your words when you depart out of that house or city, the instruction was, shake the dust off of your feet when you depart out of that house or that city. And I want to borrow from that last part of that verse and use it for a title, simply, shake off the dust. Amen. Shake off the dust. I feel, amen, something great in my spirit. I feel victory in this place tonight. Amen. I feel a breakthrough for somebody in this house tonight. Would you one more time lift your voice and your hands? Amen. And let's just magnify the Lord together in this place. Lord, I'm so thankful for your presence. I'm so appreciative of your glory and your power that is in this building tonight. Thank you, Lord, that you were here, that you were in our midst, that you are moving and doing great and mighty and awesome things. I pray, God, that you would continue to move and operate in this house for your glory and your name's sake. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, God bless you. You can be seated. There are many, many famous quotes and idioms that have been made about feet. Abraham Lincoln once said to be sure to put your feet in the right place and then stand firm. A person who is a little bit clumsy is often said to have two left feet. As you move into adulthood, you're encouraged or were encouraged by your parents to learn how to stand on your own two feet. When my parents, I don't know what it's like at your house, but when my parents would make a firm and final decision, it was not uncommon to hear one of them say, amen, I'm putting my foot down, indicating this is how it's going to be. Amen. And this is nothing's going to change our mind about this. And when problems arise, we are encouraged to keep both feet on the ground. When attempting to recover from sickness or tragedy, we often say that a person is trying to get back on their feet. And when someone embarks on an undertaking with as much effort and determination as possible, we often say that they're putting their best foot forward. And to be able to make a decision immediately is to be able to think on your feet. And I'm wise enough tonight, live long enough to not ask for a show of hands, but I probably shouldn't even look up right now. But the truth is, at one time or another, all of us have said something we wish we would not have said. are what is referred to as putting our foot in our mouth. And I feel a moving on spirit right now. Amen. When you first saw your spouse or your potential spouse, you knew they were the one God chose for you because they swept you off of your feet and you just prayed they wouldn't get cold feet before they married you. All of these statements about feet, and even the Bible makes many, many references about it, 330 times. Some of the most quoted verses are, "He maketh my feet like hinds' feet, and he sets me upon high places," indicating that God gave him the ability to overcome his difficulties with ease and success. Romans says, "How shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring good tidings of great things." Romans 16:20 says, "And the God of peace shall bruise Satan under your feet shortly." Amen. The psalmist said, "He brought me out of a horrible pit and out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he has established my goings." He goes on to say that the Lord delivered my soul from death, and my eyes from tears, and my feet from falling. I love the promise of 1 Corinthians 15:25 that says that God must reign till he hath put all things, all enemies under his feet. And what Sunday school student, what Bible quizzer, amen, has not been taught Psalm 119:105, "Thy word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." But another well-cited verse is the one I read just a moment ago. Here Jesus was telling the disciples, "I want you to go to the lost sheep of Israel. Preach that the kingdom of God is at hand. Heal the sick, cleanse the leper, raise the dead, cast out devils. Provide neither gold nor silver nor brass nor scrip for your journey. Whatever city or town that you go into, inquire there who is worthy, and there abide until you go from thence. And when you come into that house, salute it. If the house be worthy, let your peace come upon them. And if they're not worthy, let the peace return to you. But whosoever does not receive you, when you depart out of that house, when they do not receive you or your words, when you depart out of that house or out of that city," he said, "I want you to shake the dust off of your feet." In those powerful passages, again in Mark and Luke and Acts, where they were told to shake the dust off of their feet, Jesus gave them instruction as to what they were to do when people rejected the gospel. He said, "Shake the dust off." It was a gesture given to those who rejected truth. The rejection of truth was and is still so detrimental that Jesus told the disciples it's going to be more tolerable in the day of judgment for the city of Sodom and Gomorrah than it will be for those cities that reject the gospel. And in a time when truth is being questioned and scorned and discounted, we must now more than ever fall in love with this life-changing truth of the Word of God. Amen. It's not time. Amen. It's not time to see how much of the word I can ignore and still make it. But I want to know how much more I can learn and apply and experience in my life. Amen. The word of God is quick, but it's not questionable. Amen. Both revelation and delusion come from God. Which one he sends you is determined by how much you love the truth. We've got to buy the truth and sell it not. But I think the unusual action of shaking the dust off had a twofold purpose. First of all, when they dusted their feet, they were telling that city or that household, "We did everything we could do. We preached, we witnessed, there were miracles that happened. You saw the wonders of the power of God, but you would not receive the word of the Lord and the instruction of God." Shaking the dust off was an indictment against that house, an indictment against the rejecters of truth. But the other reason that I want to focus on tonight, amen, for shaking the dust off was more for the disciples than for anybody else, because it wasn't just a curse upon the city that was behind them. It was a commitment to the city that was lying ahead of them. When they shook the dust off their feet, they were saying, "We are ridding ourselves of past rejection. We're not bringing even the most insignificant thing from another element from our past into your city. We refuse to carry the particles of yesterday in our tomorrow. We're going to shake even the dust off of our feet. Pardon me tonight, but there comes a time when you just got to shake some things off of you. Pardon the expression, but I want the devil to know this third night of revival. Amen. It's going to be a whole lot of shaking going on tonight. We're not shaking because we are vanquished. We are shaking because we are victorious. The devil picked a bad night to show up for church because I got a feeling he's going to leave here covered in the dust of your past and the dust of the things that have tried to hold you back. I'm preaching to somebody who has walked into this building tonight with some dusty feet, carrying the residue of yesterday's trial and yesterday's struggle and yesterday's rejection and failure, and you've had a hard time moving forward, struggling and cannot seem to maintain victory. Amen. Why? Because it's been too long since you've shaken the dust off of your feet. God has a promise and a plan for you, but you can't get there until you shake some things off. I feel some shaking in the house right now. I feel victory in my spirit. Amen. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I feel like God's going to release somebody from something that has held on to you, that's tried to hold you back and weigh you down. Would you just lift your hands right now? Let's just talk to the Lord just a moment. I feel the nearness of His presence and the witness of His Spirit in this building right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel deliverance in this sanctuary. I need a prayer warrior to help me just a moment. I feel the touch of God in this sanctuary right now. I feel a call in the spirit for somebody to move forward, to move forward, to move forward. Shake off that thing that is trying to hold you back and keep you back. Come on, let's just follow that just a moment. Hallelujah. Whatever is holding you, whatever is there, why don't you just shake it off of you? Amen. Why don't you shake it off of you tonight? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, in the name of God, I hear a shout of victory in the spirit right now. I feel a chain breaking right now with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. For years, my wife, if she's watching, she's been watching the last two or three services. If she is, I love you. Amen. But for years, my wife cleaned houses for a living, and at times when I was home, she would recruit me to help. And most of the time, it was recruiting to work at our own house. And man, I need your help here tonight. I need you to have my back, if you will. Amen. If you've ever been asked, gentlemen, to help in this area, you can relate to what I'm about to share with you in this scenario. When you grab that furniture polish and that cloth, and with a somewhat of a willing heart, you begin to dust and polish the furniture as we were so kindly asked to do, even though our mind and our heart was on some other project. And obviously, as a man, no offense, ladies, but obviously as a man, because we can make things and build things, we can also dust and polish furniture in record time. Amen. So I walked into that room many times, and I'd clean and dust, and I'd be through, and I'm thinking, she's going to be proud. It looks great. Amen. Now I can go back, sit in the recliner, drink my cup of coffee. Everything's going to be good. And she walks in, and she says, you're done already? And, oh, yeah, I'm quick like that, of course. But while I'm sipping on my coffee, the light starts shining in at just the right angle. And you begin to see the particles that were still there that I thought I had removed. that I thought had been wiped away and had been done away with. Because when light comes, you begin to see the unwanted things that are still hanging on and clinging on that you thought you were going, oh, you've been there and I've been there and maybe you're there right now. What do you mean? I'm talking about the particles of the past. Amen. Dust of defeat and failure. Amen. And regret and heartache and disappointment and anger. Things you thought you had conquered. Hurts you thought you got over. Situations you thought you had forgiven people of, and the light of God begin to shine. And you realize it's still there and I need to put that behind me. Amen. Jesus said, shake the dust off of your feet because you can't take the rejection behind you. Enter the revival that he has for you ahead of you. And while God is saying, look what I want to do, maybe you're saying, well, look what I have done. Amen. Somebody needs to understand right now, you cannot move to that next place until you shake the dust of the old off of you. Let it go. Maybe you were done wrong. Amen. But when you forgive, you don't change the past, but you change the future. And as long as you hold people in the prison of the past, you're having to stand guard duty in the dungeon. And that's not where you belong. You belong in the palace. So let it go. Amen. Shake it off and step forward to where God is calling you. I feel a call in the spirit for somebody to draw a line in the sand. Get it settled in your mind. I've got a calling and a purpose. The hand of the Lord is upon me. The anointing of God is upon me. I'm going to do something for God. I'm going somewhere and all of this stuff from my past is not going with me. I'm not going to pass it down to my children. I'm not going to pass it down to grandchildren. But tonight, by the power of the Holy Ghost, I'm going to shake this off because I refuse to carry it another step. I want victory in my life. I want victory over that situation. So in those powerful services, when you had danced before the Lord and ran the aisles, your enemy thought you was just doing your normal little Holy Ghost dance. But the devil was wrong again. He didn't realize the significance of what you were doing. You were doing more than dancing. You were shaking the dust off, the dust of a burden, the dust of a battle he said you'd never come out of, the dust of a valley he thought he would bury you in. Amen. Situations he thought you'd never get over. Amen. But God helped you and God delivered you. And so you shake it off and go forward in victory. It's been my personal observation, whether you have lived for God for 50 years or 50 minutes, your greatest struggle has never been about what's ahead of you. It's always been about what's behind. I think Paul said it well. I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, I'm forgetting those things which are behind. I'm shaking the dust off of my feet, and I'm reaching forward to that which is ahead, and I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. I'm preaching to someone who feels a call of God upon your life. Maybe a call to repent, maybe a call to return, maybe a call to recommitment, maybe a call to ministry. Amen. But you're thinking, I've got all of this from yesteryear. My issue, my problem, my hang up, this thing that's holding me back, and I keep reliving it and living that. Amen. You need to make a decision tonight. Nothing behind me is going to hold me back any longer. I'm not taking my past into my tomorrow. Amen. I'm going to lay it down. I'm going to shake it off. And tonight, God is going to give me victory. The devil would like to continually bring up your past, but he is a fallen angel, and angels have no blood. Therefore, he cannot counter the blood. Satan, the blood is against you. Victory is mine. Anointing is mine. Today, I shake off regret. Tonight, I shake off defeat. I shake off condemnation. I'm shaking off fear and failure and mistakes and mishaps. Because where God has taken me, there is no place for dusty feet. He's taken me to a place of victory, a place of power, a place of anointing, a place where I can be used of him. Come on, somebody, shake it off tonight. I feel a call in the Spirit. Shake it off. Romans said, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? He said, I am persuaded, nor death nor life nor angels nor principalities, things present nor things to come, height nor depth nor any other creature shall be able to separate us. The things that cannot separate us from the love of God. He said, light can't, death can't, angels, principalities, powers. But then he said, things present and things to come. But what about the one thing he did not mention? He made no reference to the things of the past. Could it be that the only thing that separates you is what's behind you? It's the one thing hell keeps using to discourage and distract and detour. Yes, it's true that you can't go back and change yesterday. What has happened, happened. Amen. It's done. It is finished. But do not let yesterday dictate today, tomorrow. Tonight, we're shaking it off. Amen. Because when you confess and to repent of your sin, God forgives you. God forgets. It is no longer a part of your history, because history can be remembered. It's as though it never happened. It's not just under the blood, but it is far as east is from the west. Amen. That's how far he removed, and you will never find what God has forgiven. Amen. You're not taking what's, come on, trying to, oh, devil trying to bring up. Amen. My past is trying to look and rob my old house. I don't live there anymore. You see, in Bible times, they're concerned about their feet being clean. Amen. The walk, the dusty roads, unpaved roads, so they'd meet them at the door with a basin of water and wash their feet, because they didn't want what was outside being tracked inside. I've come to meet somebody tonight at the entrance of your future with a basin of water. Amen. I've come to let you know, amen, somebody needs to shake the dust off. Instead of entering the house of God with regret, somebody needs to enter right now with thanksgiving. Instead of letting the weight of yesterday hold you back and hold you down, you need to lift a hand of the air and begin to rejoice in God's forgiveness and his power and his love and what he's doing. Maybe you had a rough week, a rough day, rough year, been through a lot and made some mistakes, amen, and fought some battles, but tonight as I exit the house of God, amen, you might see me shiver and shake a moment, but it's not because I'm chilled. It's because I'm shaking some things off that will no longer have its grip on me, that will no longer hold me back. I'm moving forward in God. I'm moving forward. I will not stay where I am at. Amen. I am going to move forward. I am going to move forward. Hallelujah. Why don't you slip your hand in the air, lift your voice right now. I feel the Holy Ghost in this sanctuary. I feel victory in this house right now. I feel the power of God wanting to release somebody from something in your past. Hallelujah. Release from the power. Release in the power of God right now. Amen. Moses had been in the bulrushes, raised in an Egyptian palace, kept the flock of Jethro, his father, but God had greater plans. And the angel appeared, amen, from a burning bush. And he said, I'm going to turn aside and see what this says, what this means. And he said, Lord, here I am. And the Lord said, do not come near. Take your sandals off, because the place you're standing on is holy ground. You can't come where I am. Amen. You can't go where I'm leading you until you take those shoes off, Moses, because I'm getting ready to use you to deliver my people. Amen. And you're going to have to shake off the dust of Egyptian palace and Jethro's sheep off of your feet, because if you don't surrender your shoes, you won't walk in my purpose. Amen. I feel a call in the Spirit for somebody. Amen. To give it up. Amen. To shake it off right now. Amen. To feel the call of God. Are you ready to step into it? Are you ready to step in? I'm not bringing my past into my present and into my future. Somebody needs to let the Lord. Jesus told Simon Peter, he knelt to wash Peter's feet. And the Lord, Peter said, you'll never wash my feet. And he said, if I don't wash your feet, you will have no part. And he said, not just my feet, but my hands and my head. Why don't you let the Lord wash you tonight? Why don't you let the Lord cleanse you? Amen. You don't have to leave here with the dust of your past. You don't have to leave here with the regret of your past hanging on to you. Let go. Amen. Put it under the blood. Ask God to forgive you. Amen. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, it's a great night for you to receive it. It's a great night for God to wash you, for God to cleanse you, for God to remove the dust off of your feet. If you've ever taken a book off the shelf that's been there a little while and begin to fan its pages, you'll see the little dust particles floating and flying, because dust, it only settles on objects that do not move. It only settles on things that are complacent. So if you want to get the dust off of your feet, you got to move your feet. Hey, amen. I feel compelled to ask somebody, when's the last time you danced the dust off? When's the last time you danced the dust off? When's the last time that the Holy Ghost just flooded your heart and your soul and your mind? Amen. And you got lost in worship and began to praise and dance before the Lord and ran the aisle. Amen. And let those things that have been holding on shake off of you. I feel that call right now. I feel that call. You want the Holy Ghost? Amen. You want God to refill you, renew you, or fill you with the Holy Ghost? Shake the dust off. But you got to get your feet moving. You've got to get your hand in the air and get your feet in the aisle and say, I'm not taking my past into my present. I'm shaking off what's behind me and I'm making a commitment to what's ahead of me. Amen. There is a call of God upon my life. The disciples shook off the dust of the people that rejected them. Hear me right now. Don't let somebody else's dust keep you from dancing. Don't let somebody else's dust keep you from moving forward. Don't let something that they want to put up on you hold you back. I feel it right now, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Wish you'd slip your hand in the air and lift your voice to the Lord right now, because I feel the Holy Ghost. Amen. I sense it right now, a little bit of shaking in my spirit where somebody's saying, I'm moving forward. I'm shaking this. I'm taking this off of me. Amen. Tonight, I want to pursue everything that God has and become everything that God wants me to be. If that's you, I wish more than you would just slip your hands in the air. I wish you'd stand with me right now, because I feel the Holy Ghost calling somebody to take a step, to make a move forward right now. Come on, let's pray in the Holy Ghost just a moment. Somebody pray in the Spirit right now. Somebody pray. Hallelujah. I feel a call in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Maybe you've been through some trials and tests, and hell's trying to tell you'll never be the same. Why don't you shake that off right now? That thing that's trying to hold you back and trying to take your song and your victory, you ought to just step in the aisle and dance it off right now. You ought to just shake it off of you and say, it's not going with me. It's victory time in my life. Amen. I'm not going to let the past dictate my future. There is an anointing upon my life. There is power in my life. And I refuse to be held back. Come on, I sense that call. Somebody just needs to step in the aisle and step to this altar and begin to worship God right now. Come on, there it is. There it is. You may be saying, I don't feel anything. If you could just get one hand back in the air. Maybe it's been a little while. Maybe it's been a little while, but if you get a hand back in the air. Maybe you've been through a trial that tried to take the light out of you. But if you get a hallelujah to come out of your mouth right now. Hallelujah. There is victory waiting for you in this moment. Come on, I feel it right now. Come on, God's going to give you victory if you release your praise. God's going to give you victory if you'll shake it off right now. I refuse to let it define me. Come on. You ought to take your companion by the hand. Amen. Your spouse, your son, your daughter. Amen. Whoever it is. And begin to rejoice right now. Because tonight, God's going to give you victory. God's going to release you from the thing that's trying to hold you back. Tonight, I'm shaking it off. Victory belongs to me. Come on. It's your night to break through. It's your night to get your victory back. And your song back. And your joy back. In faith right now, somebody needs to dance before the Lord. You may not feel anything right now, but as you begin to praise Him, there's going to be a release of the power of God. Amen. The power of the Holy Ghost. Come on, this is your night. God can fill you the Spirit. You don't have to leave here carrying the best of yesterday's issue and yesterday's trial. Victory belongs to you tonight. With somebody nearby you and just begin to rejoice in the Lord right now. How do y'all feel something breaking in somebody's life? Hallelujah. Just join with somebody and begin to praise God with them right now. Shake it off. Shake it off.